The Weekly Warm Pipe.
Let me sing to you, Jay.
A nice sing.
Soft rock ballad.
Please do, Russ.
Jay texts me a couple of days ago. I was like, we should do a podcast about this. Or an episode, rather.
And maybe nobody cares about this kind of stuff except me. But I feel like soft rock was such a thing of the 80s. So thank you for going along with me, Russ, even if this isn't your jam.
Right. I don't know how many people will watch this episode. They're digging it. Maybe they'll get some new tracks that they want to listen to. I made a playlist of the songs we're going to discuss on our YouTube page. And I also made an 8-bit version of the same songs if you want to listen to chiptunes. I found all but one of them. One of them was like a dance remix or something, and I just added it so we had them all on there.
That's so funny.
All right. I think I heard most of them at least once before, whether on the radio or whatnot. I don't think I ever had any of these on CD with the songs.
But did you ever enjoy them on the radio? Or is this like just not?
It's not like, like some of them I'm like, eh, I don't know if I'd listen to this fully. But some of them I'm like, okay.
Russ, you were born in 81. Like, what the heck? This should be in your heart and soul and blood and veins.
I was subject to, you know, when you're a kid growing up in the 80s, right? You just, at least with me, I'd only listen to like whatever was on the radio that my mom put on, or if she put on MTV, maybe I would then see the new music video there. But I didn't get my own music until I bought Bush 16 Stone on CD.
So when I was a kid, I think this was Christmas of 86. It was the same year, if I'm not mistaken, that I got like a ton of G.I. Joe toys. This now let me say, this radio seemed humongous when I bought it, but I bet it was about this big in retrospect. And it was like kind of like a bright, almost neon blue. If I could find this radio on eBay, I would buy it today, because I just want to see it again at least once. I need to Google search this thing. And every Sunday after church, I would go home and I would turn this little radio on, and I would listen to Casey Kasem's Top 20, which was like soft, like rock.
Gotcha. So soft rock station. Okay.
Yeah. So that is where my love for this music comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Russ, I've got to admit, I thought that we were going to be doing the Warp Pipe Wednesday first, which is why I just ran off to charge my phone. So I no longer have the list of songs. I know a few of them, but I don't know the order.
I said, we're doing the word. I was like, we reverse order. And you're like,
yeah. And then I was agreed to it. I will take full responsibility. I am the confused one.
I can tell you that. I mean, I have the playlist. So I can tell
if you have the playlist, we're going to go in reverse order. Sent them to you this morning. So
all right,
one I sent, she needs to be the first.
Okay. So I'll pull up the playlist and we'll scroll down. Now, I don't know what the, I guess, rules are via Google, iTunes, and Spotify with playing music. I know on YouTube, it would probably get flagged, and then a lot of people won't be able to see our podcast. And then I don't know if you'll be able to hear it on Spotify and this and that. So we won't be playing the tracks, because then we'll probably get flagged, because these are other artist stuff. Maybe I can play the 8-bit versions of it. I don't think we'll get in trouble with those.
And maybe I can sing a little bit for you.
Maybe I could just play like quick little clip it or something. Who knows? We're treading in dangerous water.
That is true. This is kind of dangerous water. So we'll see what we can get away with and what we can't here.
But top on the list you put down, we got The Cars Drive.
Yeah. Okay. So first thing I want to mention about this song is I had forgotten about it for a long time. But do you remember when Transformers came out in like 2006, maybe?
Like the movie?
Like the movie with Shia LaBeouf?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay.
Because it supposedly takes place in the 80s, because it's Transformers, right? So they have all these 80s tracks. But there's this part where I think the girl's name is Michaela. Who plays her again? The real hot girl?
That'd be Megan Fox.
Megan Fox. So Megan Fox, aka Michaela, is there with Shia LaBeouf. Bumblebee is there, and she kind of gets left at this like lake party. I think it's at the lake. And then all of a sudden Bumblebee kicks on Drive by the Cars. Who's gonna drive you home?
This is a pretty good 8-bit version. Hopefully you guys can hear it clearly.
Look how it says Nintendo on top of that building.
I noticed that just now. Who's gonna turn?
Yeah. But I just feel like this is... Okay, so it even shows the date released, which is totally rad. July 23rd, 1984. So yeah. I had just turned 3 years old. Russ was like 2.5.
Yeah.
But classic 80s tune, and I love it. Yeah, what do you have to say about it, Russ?
I don't think I heard this one before you had sent it to me.
Have you seen the Transformers movie?
Yeah, yeah.
Then you have heard it. You just didn't realize you heard it.
Right, right. I didn't remember the music video or any of that. And I was like, Cars. I know the band. But I was like, can't say I heard this one that often on the radio or whatnot. But not bad. That's why it's a number 10. All right.
But my favorite line in the song is, it's like, it says, I can't go on knowing nothing's wrong. Mm-hmm. Who's going to drive you home tonight? Anyway,
I feel like, yeah, it's good. It's a good movie song. Like, right.
It's a great movie song. It's a great 80s song.
I feel like it probably could have ended up in a few different movies.
Oh, for sure.
Maybe it has. We don't know. But Cars, Drive is it.
There you go.
All right. Coming in number 9. We got Mr. Broken Wings.
That's right. Did you just hear a cat cry? What was that?
Oh, you can hear the audio without...
It's sort of like a cat cry.
It was a cat.
Like a real one?
No, it was an animated cat. Whatever the intro is on this, whatever rendition.
So this song has some really cool bass in it, as you can hear in the 8-bit cover.
You got to have some good bass for the 80s, right? Maybe synth bass too.
These broken wings and learn to fly again. Learn to live so free.
I will say, with the 8-bit version, this really makes me think of Tron. Like,
okay. I want to know what this picture, like this mountainous picture, has to do with this.
Whoever did this is Gavin Graham did bit pop chip tunes 8-bit music. Tribute to Mr.
We gotta let it get to the chorus. Oh, that right there was awesome. That pow pow pow. Take these broken wings and learn to fly again. Learn to live so free. And when we hear the voices sing, the book of love will open up and let us in. I think that's the right lyrics. So that's either the right lyrics or I'm totally making this up on the spot.
Can you still hear the music now?
I still hear the music.
Oh, okay. So, because I was like, when I go back, I didn't know if I could be like, hey, you know, let me talk about this here, and you could still hear.
Yeah, you could. I still hear it.
I could lower it down.
It's kicking.
It's something. Kicking. So Broken Wings, Mr. What a name, dude. Mr.
Such a great 80s name. Such a great 80s band. And I can't think of any movies Broken Wings is on, but I'm sure it was on something because it was just such an iconic song in the 80s. Now, what is your... Wings. You have any history with that song, Russ? You remember it at all?
I remember it more than the Cars one. Yeah, for sure. I mean, that chorus hits.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely a good ballad. Let me see. Was it in anything? I'm looking up here. Well, weekly charts, it peaked 4th in Australia. What do they do in U.S.? On in U.S. charts. Billboard Hot 100. Oh, it did hit number 1.
Of course it did. It's incredible. What year did it, or what was the date it came out? I'd like to know that.
Let's see. 1985 is... Recorded by American pop rock band Mr. was released in June 85.
Okay, so I was pushing 4 there.
It was released as the band was about to embark on a U.S. tour opening for Tina Turner.
Ooh,
Broken Wings became the first two consecutive number ones of the band on the American charts. The other chart topping being Kyrie. I don't know if I know that one, but
I like this part that's happening. And I was like, doot, 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 doot. So good, dude. I love it. I love it.
Mr. So again, if you want to hear these, there's a public playlist on the Weekly Warp Pipes YouTube channel of the regular music videos and then the 8-bit versions as well. So you can check that out. Maybe I can do a Spotify playlist as well, but I'm sure you can look up these songs. All right. Moving along on the next one. This is the only one I couldn't find 8-bit. Let me see. I think they might have cut off their name here. Mike and the Mechanics.
Okay.
All I Need is a Miracle.
Okay. So all you need to remember this for this song is All I Need is a Miracle. All I need is a miracle. All I need is a miracle. All I need is you. There you go.
It's kind of like a dance version. I'll keep it low. I don't know if we can.
Yeah, I'll just keep talking over it.
Have it on there. This is someone's cover. It is a P dance remix. But yeah.
But you get the point.
Now, would you say this is probably played in a lot of churches because it has the word miracle in it? You think they would bring this out at Sunday?
You know, I doubt it, Russ.
Okay. Yeah, you never know.
But Mike and the Mechanics had two other songs that I want to talk about briefly.
Okay.
One of them is, oh my gosh, what's the name of it? One of them is Silent Running, and that's the song I really like. And Silent Running was big for me like 5 or 6 years ago. Because like for some reason in my mid-30s, I went through this like weird phase where like, because I had kids, I was like really concerned. I mean, I still am. But I was like really concerned about the future for them. And I was like, man, this world's going to heck in a handbasket. Like my kids are going to have like the crappiest lives because everything's like going downhill. And like by the time they're adults, it's just going to be terrible. And Mike and the Mechanics kind of has this, how would I describe this? Like almost like post-apocalyptic kind of like
feel or look to them,
like verbiage.
Okay,
like can you look up the lyrics for that real quick?
Yeah.
Silent Running.
For that one.
Yeah, and just we'll just kind of read the lyrics, but basically it says don't believe the church and state and everything they tell you. Never let on to what you truly feel or something. I can't remember how it goes, but
okay,
basically it's talking about. It says there's a gun just outside the hallway. It's a really weird video where like this spaceman comes in.
Children and yourself and hide out in the cellar. By now the fighting will be close at hand. Don't believe the church and state and everything they tell you. Believe in me with the high command.
Yeah.
Pretty deep. And the second verse is, there's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father, and the Spirit will guide you and protect from up here.
Yeah, but the video starts out, and I know this is like not the song that I picked, but the video starts out with like this alien, like, or it's either like a ghost or like an alien, but it's like this man and this little boy is having like the loneliest birthday party ever, where like his mom's singing and he has like this little birthday cake and he's sitting at his table. And he kind of goes upstairs and gets in his bed, and this ghost or this alien like comes to him and he's like, "Hi, I know your father. He sent me here," or something like that. But like, it's a very strange video. But the song is, to me, it struck a chord with me. So
fair enough.
And then the other one is, oh man, I can't think of the name of it. But basically, it's like a love letter to his father. And he's basically saying, like, I wish I would have told you all the things I wanted to tell you while you were alive. But, like, can you Google Mike and the Mechanic hits so I can remember the name of that song?
All their hits.
Yeah, there should only be, like, a couple. But, like, it's probably the first one that comes up. And I can't believe I can't think of the name of it. People are probably screaming at me through the computer, like, Jay, it's this.
All right, we got The Living Years.
That's the one.
Oh, okay.
So basically, I wish I would have told him in The Living Years is what he says.
Gotcha.
In the song. Because basically it's like, you know, like, I wish I would have told my dad like what he meant to me in The Living Years when he was still alive to hear it. So, but Mike and the Mechanics, great band. Check them out.
I dig it.
Especially those three songs.
Those three songs. Specifically.
Specifically.
All right. This one, I know everyone's heard this song. Good rock, soft ballad. My man Prince, we got Purple Rain.
Purple Rain. So you know what's funny about this song, Russ, is I had a buddy who turned 39 like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Ben. And I was trying to like hint around to like find out what he might want for his birthday. And he said he wanted some vinyl.
Oh, yeah.
So I went and bought him the Purple Rain vinyl album for his collection.
I have a shirt.
And you have a Purple Rain shirt?
They've been selling it at Target, too. And it has, like, the Prince with
Prince.
His velour, like, outfit on or whatever.
His purple suede.
Right. So we're listening to 8-Bit Misfits.
Purple Rain. So, yeah, a great song. Prince has so many classics.
I know it.
Like, was it Little Red Corvette?
Right.
Little Red Corvette. Raspberry Beret.
She wore
a raspberry beret. And then the other thing that I think is very cool about Prince, and I got really lucky and found this album at a thrift store once, but he did the soundtrack to the 1989 Batman movie. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So. What do you think about Purple Rain?
Well, to touch on the soundtracks briefly, I had gotten a vinyl that someone turned the 1989 Batman soundtrack into like a chiptunes or like 16-bit version. So I do have some of the Prince songs on there chiptuned already. But Purple Rain, I think, is super classic for like light ballad rock for sure. And him just jamming on the guitar, and I wish I could play the real version, but you're hearing an 8-bit version of it.
Yeah, hey, it's okay.
It works.
Most people have heard it. I like hearing it with the purple background we got going on here on the Weekly Warp Pipe.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, it fits well.
It's like kind of like purple stars, purple moons.
Perfect.
Anyway, Purple Rain.
Purple Rain. All right, moving on to Berlin. Take My Breath Away.
Okay. So you know where this song's popular from, right?
Obviously from the hit movie Top Gun.
That's right.
Nice and slow.
Yeah.
I would think too, I wonder, we'll have to see when it came out. Maybe I'll Google that up, but I feel like that movie made this song way more popular, right? At least
I don't know if the song was written for the movie,
right?
Or if they just kind of came out around the same time, and like people making Top Gun was like, "Hey, let's pop this in there. This is great." I would love to know. I don't know the answer to that. But is that a pixelated Val Kilmer, or is that supposed to be Tom Cruise?
I'm not sure. I'm on the Wikipedia page here, and it says, Take My Breath Away is a song written by Giorgio Moroder and Tom Whitlock for the 1986 film Top Gun.
So it was written for the movie.
So two different guys wrote it, and then Berlin played it.
Okay.
It won an Academy Award for the Best Original Song, as well as a Golden Globe Award for Best Original Song in 1986.
So young 5-year-old Jay was getting his soft rock on.
Co-producer for Top Gun said to write this song for the film. He first wrote Danger Zone, which was recorded by Kenny Loggins. Happy with the result, Bruckheimer then requested a slower song for a romantic scene. once Mortar had written the musical backing to what would become Take My Breath Away, he recorded a demo which featured a distinctive bass sound on a synthesizer that would later be used on the actual recording. So there you go. Was made for the movie, and it fits pretty well in the scene.
Yeah.
It's a classic one, and I'm sure it's made it into lots of probably weddings and
oh yeah. Oh, I bet any 80s wedding after this song came out had to have it, you know.
They're like, oh, I want to come out to take my breath. That'll be our first dance.
Yeah. When we see the bride come out, we'll have Take My Breath Away play.
Right, right.
So, yeah.
So good.
So good.
So this is more my jam. Like, okay, like I know this one. Comes on to the radio. I'll play it. I'm like, that's fine.
You would listen to that. There you go.
Right. All right. What do we got moving on next here?
So the next one, this is the first song we have where it is a female group known as Heart. Look at those beautiful ladies. And I guess there's a few men there.
It's always hard to tell in the 80s. I think it's two chicks and three guys.
And one guy looks like Robert Smith. But yeah, so Heart Alone. I mean, this song like starts out real slow and then builds. And then it's like, till now, I've always got by on my own. I never really cared until I met you. But yeah, great song. The girl guitar player is freaking rad.
I'm trying to fast forward to the, I don't know where the chorus is.
Right here. Alone. Doom, 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 doom.
That's, oh, Tell yes. Now. This was in like Rock Band and Guitar Hero, right?
Probably.
I remember that where it kicks in, even though this is the 8-bit version.
And now it chills me to the bone. People are like, we did not come here to listen to Jay sing a bunch of 80s soft rock ballads.
I'm all for it.
And because I have these things in my ears, I have no idea how I sound. So probably horrible.
You're on key-ish.
Key-ish thing. I'll take it. Need some auto-tune for Jay.
Yeah, but that one definitely, once it kicks in, like you said, with the chorus, I think a lot of people are like, oh, okay, I know this one.
Yeah, got to let that play out.
Right.
But I think that's a worthy soft rock ballad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right, Russ, we're moving on to Jay's favorite songs ever. And one of my favorite bands ever.
Tears for Fears.
Tears for Fears. The name of this song is Head Over Heels. Great music video where Kurt Smith and Roland Orzabal are like hanging out in a library.
And I was watching the video and I'm like, yo, what is this video?
Yeah, they're in a library. Wild. And there's even like a chimpanzee in the library.
Yes, yes, the chimpanzee shows up. I like he goes to look at the what
hey,
the
Russ,
heck are
the
they
music's
called?
A little loud on my end.
Oh, it is up. Okay. I don't know how to adjust this well. So no, hopefully okay. The listener's good.
Figured I'd let you know.
But yeah, in the music video, he's thumbing through like the Rolodex thing or whatever, and it's just shooting cards out.
Which is funny because now that you mention that, that reminds me of Ghostbusters.
True.
When they're walking through at the beginning and the stuff's all flying out.
Yeah.
But I would say out of the three or four big hits that maybe five big hits that I would say Tears for Fears had, this would be the most ballady
song. Yeah.
But it's just like something happens and I'm head over heels. So
also
song.
There's a good cover. I believe Newfound Glory covers this as well.
Ooh.
So there is nice. A pop punk version of that. If you want to hear that, I think it was on there From Your Screen to Stereo album.
This is a weird, I'm not digging this 8-bit version because I
don't like the 8-bit version.
No, I'm not digging it so much.
I gotta turn it up more.
Maybe that's it. It's too loud. Turn it up. Yeah, I don't know. I don't hear it.
I don't know.
We tried. That's all that matters.
We tried.
Just go listen to the real thing.
We got a few more, but we did post this up to see what maybe you guys liked and listened to. I got a few people on Facebook and I believe on YouTube community page.
What did you say? What did you say?
Springfield, let's hear from you.
Let's jump over to there and see what you guys are saying.
I'm going to apologize in case this does not translate well into podcast form.
Well, we kind of did a music one before when we were talking about like 90s rock bands. It's tough. Again, I wish we could just do what we want without legality and stuff, but having the songs and even watching the video, having the video on, I could get flagged essentially.
Yeah, so. That,
we got on Facebook. Let's see. Where am I? Right here. Balex Kid 2. Everybody wants to rule the world.
Good timing with the Tears for Fears.
Easy choice. Breakfast Club. Was that in Breakfast Club he's saying, or is
Easy
Choice
so.
Breakfast Club a choice?
Yeah, I think Everybody Wants to Rule the World, is in the Breakfast Club.
Yep. Fantastic.
Might be the last song as it's going out.
It could be when they're like, he does the fist
bump. Under the field goal.
Yeah. Purge is Blurge Thrifting, my boy Colby says Layla by Derek and the Dominoes.
Hmm. You know we might need one? To look that up because that doesn't sound familiar.
I don't know if I can. Let's see, where are we here? Layla by Derek. There we go. I don't know if I'll come through on your end here. Oh, okay. I could probably just play this quick one. But it's a 7-minute song.
Is it from the 80s, 90s?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I want to say 80s.
Okay, but you know it?
Oh, yeah. As soon as I play this, I'm pretty sure you'll know it. Okay, you see it? There you go.
I see it.
Know that part? That didn't ring a bell?
Not yet.
I don't want to play too much, but...
Yeah, I get you. I'll look it up later. I'll give it a listen.
I'm pretty sure it was... It had to be in one of like Rock Bands or something like that, too.
Interesting.
All right, Weekly War Pipe. And who else we got? We got HM2 Heavy Music says Planet Caravan.
Hmm. Do you know that?
I don't know that one either.
This clearly sounds like I don't either, because I'm asking you.
I'll throw it in the search bar here. Can't say I heard of that one before.
Pantera.
Oh, okay.
Black Sabbath.
I'm sure I heard this one before. Pantera definitely has some pretty good ballad songs, I will say.
I'll have to listen to that. That sounds like maybe I might know that song.
I bet you if you played it, it'd probably come through. I don't want to play too much of it, but.
Right. I feel you.
I say good choice on that one. Thanks for submitting. And then I think we have a few on Facebook, or maybe one. Ooh. I think there was one over there. We got Brandon. I'm not completely sure what you meant by light rock, so I'm going with Pink Floyd, Comfortably Numb.
I do know that song. It's a
Blink-182, I Miss You.
There you go.
Highly Suspect Wolf.
That's the only one I don't know. But I Miss You would be like a 2000s, I guess, ballad.
I just put light rock songs. What ones are your jam? So I didn't really put, 80s only. Where are you?
He just goes.
Oh, now he's breaking out the guitar, folks.
Yeah, anyway.
Anyway.
I don't even know if I played the right chords just then. Probably not.
Sweet. I was going to say, hey, if you guys want to call in and leave us a voicemail. We do have a phone number for that. 949-682-9277. That's 949-682-WARP. No voicemail this week, but if you guys call and leave one, we'll put it on the show.
Plenty of them will be coming next week saying, please don't let Jay sing anymore.
Don't let Jay sing. All right, we got...
If he says music, say no.
I think our last three, I want to say. Yeah. Yes. Down to the top three here.
I would think you would know at least two of these.
Oh, yeah. We got The Police, Every Breath You Take.
Yep. And so what's funny about this song is, like you mentioned earlier about the Top Gun song, I think a lot of people played this at their weddings, but when you talk to Sting, it's not, he didn't mean for this song to be like a love song. It's almost like more like a stalkery song.
Right.
Like every breath you take, every move you make, I'm watching you, you know?
Well, then I find it funny too, on like the flip side of that. I'm sure a lot of people then, maybe younger, maybe born in the 90s or whatever, heard it when Puff Daddy, right, sampled it.
Right.
And he was singing it about Puff, about
I know you up in heaven smiling down, watching us, we pray
for you. There.
Every day we pray
for you.
Till the day we meet again, in my heart is where I keep you, friend. Yeah.
So I imagine a lot more maybe of our audience knows that version of it. Where then
which is a great version.
Instead of stalker version, you're kind of reminiscing about a lost friend.
It's Biggie.
But
if I die really should have seen that at my funeral. Okay.
I'm using this track though.
That's fine. Perfect.
Yeah, so it's a good jam. It's a good one. I'm sure you guys heard this one. Definitely makes the top of the list and still play it on the radio today for sure.
Absolutely. Every time it comes on, I have to listen to it. Even no matter where in the song, it's like, even if it's in the middle, I'm stopping it and I'm listening.
Now, you only, like you mentioned before, you had your little radio and you would just listen to that radio show to kind of hear these. Were you able to record it off of the radio? Like, did you put your cassette tape in to get them?
This thing didn't even have a cassette, Russ. It was a just a radio. Now, a couple of years later, I did get a single tape cassette CD on top, kind of Sony or Sanyo, maybe in Sanyo. I don't remember what brand it was, but I could record then. So I would record little songs. I remember I recorded the song from the Robin Hood soundtrack that Bryan Adams sang. Do you know that song?
I bet I do. He's got a few good ballads. Right?
Walk the wire for you. Yeah, die for you. You know it's true.
Newfound Glory did that too.
Okay, see, Newfound Glory, that's why me and Jordan, we'd get along great.
Yeah, that was on their first screen from our screen to stereo, because their whole thing was we want to do songs that were in the movie then make it pop punk and stuff. So
I think I remember that album.
Yeah.
So
sweet.
All right.
Moving on to number two.
All right. So I want to start this off by saying Prince. If I'm not mistaken, Prince actually wrote this song.
Oh, I think I did hear that. I'll search that up. We got Sinead O'Connor, Nothing Compares to You.
It's been several hours and 15 days.
Yes, is a song written by the American musician Prince for his band, The Family. It first appeared on their only album, The Family, 1985. The Irish singer-songwriter Sinead O'Connor recorded a version for her second studio album. It was released as the album's second single in early 1990 and became a worldwide hit. Its music video, directed by John Mayberry, received heavy rotation on MTV. In December 1990, Billboard named Nothing Compares to You the number one world single of 1990 at its first Billboard Music Awards.
So this came out in 90?
Yeah, released January 8th, 1990. So just missed the 80s.
I would have bet my life that this came out in like 88 or 89, but dang, okay, well. Hey, but it's a great song. I love the fact that Prince wrote it initially and did it.
Mm-hmm.
But Sinead O'Connor really does a great job with the song. It had a very good music video. And just seeing her with like that iconic shaven head, because you just didn't see that very often from
right.
women back in the day.
So very
kind of punk rock.
Punk rock and say empowering to women, like, hey, you can you can do this, like don't be afraid. This is, you know, rock star singer.
You don't have to shave your legs, but you can shave your head if you want.
You do you.
Yes, right. But a great song. I just love this song. Every time I hear it, I stop and listen to the whole thing. And I find myself searching for it on YouTube. Now, is this one you were familiar with, Russ?
Yes. Yeah. When this came on. And then even like you said, the when the music video, I was like, ah, yes, yes. I remember this music video for sure. Certainly a classic. So it's slow. You know, maybe you got to be in a certain mood, I would say, to listen to it.
No, no, Russ,
for me,
can listen to this
anytime.
I can listen to this anytime all day. I could be, you know, ready to run through a wall when I hear the song.
Jeez.
What was I going to say about it? It's just so epic. You know, like there's like some really nice string instruments in it. And just, I don't know. It's a great song. Love it.
It's a good one.
I don't know what to say about it.
Check it out. Sinead O'Connor. Nothing compares to you.
See, Russ needs to do his own version of this song. I'd listen. All right.
We're going to the top song of ballads.
Jay's top song. I think this is probably the most iconic 80s song of all time. What do you think, Russ?
Oh, absolutely. This
it's gotta
on,
be, right?
And it's got a little extra resurface too when The Hangover came out. So we're talking about Phil Collins in the year tonight, right?
Dang, I still wear my Phil Collins shirt tonight. Yeah, Phil Collins.
Perfect build up in this song. Like, it's such a slow, like, crawl to get there. But when it kicks in, you're like, yes, let's go.
And, like, the whole story he's telling, it's like, there's, like, urban legends about what it's really about. Like, maybe he saw somebody kill somebody and he was like letting them know that he knew it was happening, or I don't really know what the truth is behind the song. But all I know is when you hear those, that famous drum fill, it's just like, it just, well, the payoff is so good.
The best was how they utilized it. I said in The Hangover, if you watch the movie where they had broken into Mike Tyson's place. And he's like, this is my favorite part. And he goes, doo-doo, doo-doo, doo-doo. And then just punches one of the guys.
Punches dude right in the face.
I'm like, so good. All right, we got, this came out January 1981.
Oh, so this came out about 6 months before I was born and about a year before you were born, Russ.
It was released as the single from Collins' debut solo album, Face Value.
So are we saying the three greatest things that ever came out of the 80s all came out of 81?
Apparently.
In the air tonight, Jay and Russ?
What do we got? It said it reached number 19 on the Billboard Hot 100 in the United States, but reached number 2 on the Rock Tracks chart. It received heavy play on MTV when the new cable music video channel launched in August 1981. And the Air Tonight remains one of Collins' best-known hits, often cited as his signature song, and is especially famous for its drum breakdown towards the end, which has been described as the sleekest, most melodic drum break in history.
Oh, dang.
And one of the 101 greatest drumming moments. Jeez.
That's so awesome.
I will say soon. Yeah.
So one of the things that I think is really cool about this song and a lot of 80s music in general that I don't hear anymore is like there's almost an airiness to it. Does that make any sense? It's almost like,
yeah, I think, you know, it's like almost less is more. Like there's when they were recording this, it was on, there it is. It was on like 8 tracks, or, you know, it wasn't digital. It was all physical tracks and tapes. So I feel like they didn't record as many parts, or, you know, you're not having 7 guitars and right. all this. So I feel like it's almost bare minimum, almost as you would hear it live, I would say. And they didn't overdo it. It's just what you needed on there to make the song, right?
It just sounds like it's done in like some big spacey room or something too. Also, this song has a really underrated bass line that you don't get as much love because of the drums.
Well, overshadowed.
Yeah, the bass line is really cool. The other thing I want to mention is just I like the echo they put on his voice. It's like, do you remember, remember? I remember, right. No worry. You know, so.
Yeah, it just almost, like you said, gives you like he's in some big room.
Kind of echoey.
Echoey. It gives the song more volume.
Yeah.
More, I don't want to say meaning, more feeling. I think is the word I'm looking for. So it just builds up to, you know, maybe start of the song, he's alone in this big room. And then when them drums kick in and everything, you're like, you're there with him, just rocking out. It's so good.
Yeah, next time you're listening to it, listen to that bass line. It's so good.
Yeah, I'll try to have to tune in and see if I can
do it with some headphones. So.
Get the headphones rocking.
That was my Enforceably Russ's top...
Top 80, 10 80s ballads.
80s, and I guess 90 ballad. So,
yeah.
Hopefully you guys enjoyed that. Enjoyed my on-key-ish singing.
Yeah. Again, with the legality and stuff, we couldn't play the actual tracks. But if you do want to hear the music on our YouTube page, we did playlists for both. If you want to hear the 8-bit version or if you want to hear the originals, they'll be up there. So you can check that out. Or just, you know, give them a search. Maybe you're like, oh, yeah, I want to hear that. Pause the podcast, search up In the Air Tonight, listen to it, come back to us.
That's right. Hear the real. Yeah, I do want to apologize again real quick, just in case this doesn't go as well as I hope. I feel kind of bad.
Listen, we got over 100 episodes. We can do some episodes just for us if no one's going to listen.
That's true.
And we just
I feel like this one was for me. This one was for me.
We do like to switch it up because we are the weekly War Pipe. We like to dive into the War Pipe, go back and relive some stuff of our past. And it's not always video game related. We like to switch it up with toys. We talked fashion on here, electronics. So we like to do music, even though it is tough to do. Maybe talking more stories and experiences of concerts and stuff would work, but describing songs, hopefully you guys heard these songs and could kind of picture that in your mind. But yeah, I think it went fine.
Good.
Hey, quick shout out to our Patreons. We got Dan and Nicole's Treasures Untold, Joe Sheevy, Trace Living Good, Samantha Chang, Rodney Torres, Retroholic 16, and Austin Mills for being top tier Patreon supporters. You can check that out over on patreon.com/RussLyman. And we got new episodes every week. You can always check the weekly warpipe.com for all the stuff that is going on. That's about it. That wraps it up. Listen to some music. Enjoy your weekend. We'll catch you guys on the next one. As always, I'm Russ Lyman. Keep your world fun bit by bit.